This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. PowerHour.com is our website. Of course, thepowermall.com. You can check out. We thank you for your purchases. If you don't want to purchase anything, we thank you for your donations. We don't get a check from George Soros. We're funded by you. So thank you so much for your support and all your generous donations and purchases. Great talking to Richard. Never met him before. We want to get people's perspective, like Canada or what have you. And so we'll have him on again soon. Let us know what you thought about the interview, and then we'll see how quickly we can get him back on. Our next guest, Julia Igier. She's French. I totally mispronounced her name. I apologize to her profusely during the break, but she's quite a woman. She's an independent journalist. She's a filmmaker, of course. That's what we're talking about. And a producer. She lives in Argentina now, and she worked many years in French TV, what have you. Juliette, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you very much to invite me to speak about the film. It's very nice from you. Yes.
Well, I mean, give me a break. It's nice for you to come here. GM Children. We're all very concerned about our children. Audience here, we've talked about the genetically modified ingredients for a long time. We've gone back and forth. We've had people tell us that there's nothing wrong with genetically GMO ingredients. We've had people tell us about how bad it is. What's the genesis of your movie? Let's talk about that. Why did you make this film? GMChildren.com is the website.
Well, I live in Argentina since a lot of time, no? And I was just having holiday in this region, in the Misiones, which is in the north of the country and in the limit of Brazil and Paraguay. And I noticed that there was a lot of little children very, very sick with deformation and with neurological problems. So I asked why these children are they sick and why the Indian, I mean the autochthon children are not sick in the same region. And so somebody told me, well, it is because of the use of some product in growing tobaccos. And then that was the beginning of my investigation. And step by step and going to different people, I really discover a awful situation with these GMOs which are used in this region since a lot of time, maybe more like 20 years, I mean, and that's why we can see now the problem in these generations.
Well, you know, tobacco, going back in America anyway, in the 1920s, they knew, when I say they, science had hard evidence that tobacco and cancer were linked together. And that was in the 20s. And it wasn't until 40-plus years later, in 1968, that the government forced tobacco just to put a warning label on a pack of cigarettes. Not talk about, you know, stop selling it or whatever. Still was available. Just a warning label. Hey, may cause cancer. 40 years. Genetically modified, like you said, it's been about 20 years. We're starting to see something happen. To kind of describe the scene on that village, and is this like an open secret? Everybody knows this?
I mean, here nobody knows about that because there is we call that an omerta in French, which is to say it's silenced. Because, I mean, these products are used in the soy culture. And the soy culture is the more important culture here in Argentina. I mean, and so nobody will denounce that because that will be breaking the economic model of agriculture in Argentina, which nobody can do that. I mean, I can do that because I'm French and I'm not, I mean, my employers, or I am independent also, because if you are working for TV here or a newspaper, it's very hard to investigate about these matters.
Well, let's talk about the movie. You obviously saw a problem there. It touched you. What's the first thing you started to research? The first thing you started to find, and where? At what point did you say, I have to make a film about this?
Well, I've seen these children. I feel very sad. And then I meet a woman. I ask her where I can, if she know more about it. And she told me, yes, I know a person. You have to go to this person. I went back to Buenos Aires. I contact her again. And then I went to this person. This person was working for an NGO, she was just giving the wheelchair for these children. So I went there to her house and asked her, and she told me, look, I have so much photos about all the children I met in this region. I will show you. She showed me the photos, and I was just horrified. The photos were very crude, very hard. And it was, I mean, I said, okay, I cannot show that, but I have to talk about that. I cannot be a witness and do nothing now. So I began my investigation, went back with different people over there, and then everybody you can see in the film, no, every people just took my hands and went with me to see the families. It was very hard, you know, to convince the family to talk, because they didn't want to expose themselves. They are afraid to not be able to grow any more tobaccos. And if they don't grow tobaccos, they don't have the social insurance for their children. So this is a very hopeful circle. I mean, that was more or less the way I proceed. And then I met the lawyers here. I called the lawyers. There is lawyers in the United States, and no results. You know, they came here, they took the names of the people, and then they disappear. So it's a little bit desperating for this family. And I mean, for us, for the people like me or the photograph you can see in the film also, who knows about it, because we feel that we don't have any we cannot do a lot as we would. And I'm sorry for my English. I feel bad.
No, you're doing very good. Let me reverse back here, and let me summarize here. You tell me if I'm on the right track. So as you begin to see these children deformed in some ways, hurting in some ways, cancer or whatever, and you start to talk to people, you realize it was a much bigger problem than you at first may have thought. You had certain people say, hey, I have lots of people I can introduce you to. You can see the problem. As you went to the families to talk about them, they are so entrenched into this tobacco-driven system that they were reluctant to talk because they were afraid that they would not be able to grow tobacco anymore, and then that would take away their insurance, and that would take away their way of life. They were so entrenched in it that to threaten it or to speak about it in any negative light was going to take away their livelihood. Is that basically what's going on?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly that. Yes, that's what was going on. And then I realized that these products are used also in all the provincia de Buenos Aires. And I mean, all the Pampa, which before was only hose and for beef, and now it's all soy. So all the region, the big region, fertile region around in the Buenos Aires provincia, it's also contaminated. And then that's the second part of the film, when I go to Cordoba and meet all these mothers which are just fighting for their children's health. But this is the same problem. The difference, yeah.
Well, let me ask you about the people there. You said some people were eager to take you to shine light on that. There must be some people there who are who see the problem for what it is and who want to stop it. So you had a lot of help there, yes?
I mean, the people I met are like very poor people, and they don't have any, and they don't have any power to make change. I mean, the political people, they just look in another way. I send my movie to three deputy. How do you say that? Political.
Deputy.
Of the region. Nobody even tell me, okay, I receive it. Nobody just call me back or give me some feedback about the way if they have seen the movie or what. I mean, it's very hard. I mean, the people I met were just like real life people. I mean, they don't have, they are working and they just want to help. So Ricardo or the people you can see in the film, they just trying to make the bridge between me and the people, the families, no? But and then we went also to see the doctors in Posada, which is the capital of the region, and the doctor, you know, they were seeing that since like 10 years and more children arriving with this, the same problem, and they knew that it was because of this product, but nobody do nothing. So nobody responsible. I mean, the health people of the government or the Ministry of Health here, nobody. No, it's really.
We've seen the problem, you know, and you even bring this up in your synopsis about the beginning of the movie about Monsanto. Monsanto here in America is, in certain segments of America, is getting a very, very negative reputation, and it's almost, it's even being called Monsatan, you know, because it's so bad, it's so evil. But yet, there they are selling their products. There they are with Roundup all over Walmart. There they are. I mean, there has to reach some kind of tipping point on this. Obviously, if it hasn't come here in America, certainly probably hasn't come to rural Argentina. You asked the question. We're about to come on a break. You asked the question, can Monsanto chemicals permanently alter your child's gene? And I think that is the question. Are we remaking the DNA of mankind? That is the question. On the other side of the break, let's go into that. What did you find that way? What kind of research? What in the world is going on to deform these children? Juliet, so good to be with you. GMChildren.com is the website. We'll be back after this four-minute break. ThePowerHour.com. Stay tuned.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
GMChildren.com is the website. You can get the movie. You can buy a hard copy. This is one of those things that you can hand to people. A good reference. Vaxxed is another type movie like this that you just don't have to argue with people. Don't have to go over with them. Just say, here, check this out. See what you think. It's 55 minutes long. It's a real good length. Juliet, can the big question from your research, can these Monsanto products, these GMO products and pesticides, can they alter genes? That's the big question.
Well, this is actually what the doctors here were looking, because the doctors we met in Posadas, for example, they have the case of children coming and with alterated genes, and these children were not directly exposed. I mean, maybe their fathers were exposed or their grandfather. So probably, yes, it is an alteration of a gene. I mean, we will need more studies, and we will, for these studies, which are very expensive, nobody is paying because of the lobbies. You know, the Monsanto's lobbies or Bayer's lobbies are very powerful. So we can suppose that there is an alteration of the gene in these children, and we can see that, but we cannot affirm it until we have a study to prove it.
Well, this is very similar to the vaccine argument here in America. About 20 years ago, Wakefield came out with his recommendation about the MMR vaccine. And since that point, we just end up going back and forth arguing about research. And, well, it does or does not hurt or whatever. And it's so hard in this society, science can almost prove anything or disprove almost anything. We've seen that. Money talks. Money dictates this. What do you hope to achieve with this movie? What do you want people to get out of it?
Well, I will. First of all, I'm trying to, like, the little few we are here to alert about the problem, the situation. I mean, when we are eating here, every kind of food, I mean, we don't have the possibility to eat, for example, no genetic modified alimentation here. We don't have the bio choice of the organic choice of very little. I mean, so we have to be careful because if not, we're going to be sick and very young. I mean, the level are five times higher than the ones recommended by the World Health Organization. So that would be for a lot of people cancer, for example, pancreas cancer or leukemia or, well, awful situation. And so I'm trying to alert that there is a problem, a big problem, a health problem, and that we have to be conscious of what we are doing. And I know I am a very little grain of sand, but I mean, my vision and my me as a witness or my testimony with this film, more the other one. I think that we are getting more conscious, and this is very important. I think this is the only way to get out of this sistema, which is a very awful. I mean, it's not taking care of the people. And as nobody is taking care of us, I mean, the ones which are supposedly responsible for that, we have to do it by ourselves. We have to take care of our food and to boycott also some kind of product. Saying, okay, I will not eat any more genetic modified product. I'm trying to avoid it, and it's very hard, you know. In Argentina, we don't have the choice. We don't have, like you in the supermarket, the possibility, and also because the people, I mean, they are very poor here, so they buy the cheap food, and obviously this cheap food is modified food.
Well, this is a short segment. We got a break coming in and a long segment. Now, you're originally from France. And I went to Europe. I spent some time in Greece. I had to go there for work. And I was amazed at the quality of the food. And it was non-GMO. And we'll talk about that. Was it similar in France? I'm curious. And also Argentina, just the country of Argentina, economically, what's going on down there. They had a big soccer game yesterday. What does that mean? I mean, we say, well, it's just a soccer game. Well, to Argentina, that's not that's not quite the truth. We'll be back right after this break. Juliet Izier, GMChildren.com. Stay tuned.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The president is again downplaying any attempts to approve broad immigration reform in the House. He tweets, Republicans should stop wasting their time on immigration until after we elect more senators and congressmen and women in November. Dems are just playing games. We can pass great legislation after the red wave. The tweets are being considered by Speaker Paul Ryan, but as of now, the plan is to vote on a moderate GOP bill sometime next week. After some reunification, about 1,800 children are still being held. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio visited a tent city holding migrant children near El Paso.
The people are demanding a change, and it cannot be ignored.
De Blasio, along with other mayors, were denied entry to that facility. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Next, you're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie. This does look fun. Wee-oh! You melted me! I melted!
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
See what you've done! Oh!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
I admire people like Juliet. They see a problem and they want to do something about it. Their instinct says that they're to fight or to raise awareness or to whatever, what have you. And sometimes it's like you're talking in a vacuum and you can't get anywhere. GMChildren.com is the website. We're going to get into more about her story in a second. I'd like to remind you, of course, about our special 10% off summer wide sale. And Catherine just emailed me. Remember we did the special. We had a limited number of those hydro backpacks. We had the special with the free filters, the 10% off, the free shipping. I mean, really good deal. We have one of those left. One, the first person who calls and orders that is going to get it. We have one left. So you can check out that Health Point machine, the acupuncture, acupressure type machine. Very simple. very cool. You can order that special order. It's not on the website, but you can special order it at by calling Jay at the Power Mall. And also, thank you for your purchases. Thank you for your donations. It's what keeps us here. It's what allows us to talk to people like Juliet and to bring this message. It's a very symbiotic relationship. It's a very sacred thing here to be on this microphone and to have your ear, and we appreciate your attention. We appreciate your support. And on Monday, the first day, next week, the beginning, we're going to have, it's the 25th. That's the day that Joyce died a year ago. And we are going to have a special memorial show. People can call in and express things, and we'll take calls. We'll have a bunch of clips. We'll have her voice, different interviews, what have you, from her favorite songs. We'll do all that on Monday, so be sure to tune in. Try to tune in live if you can. I know most of you listen, you know, not live, and then we'll take your calls and stuff. So that'll be on Monday. Let's get back to at the Power Mall number 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Give us a call, thepowermall.com. Juliet, getting back to you. I got an email. People are a couple of listeners are a little confused about what we're talking about. You saw a problem in a certain region of Argentina. It was a tobacco farming community where Roundup and other chemicals like it, Monsanto chemicals, are heavily used, and you started to see deforming children, deformed children. And that raised your red flag, and that started this whole process, correct? Please just clarify that.
Yes, it's absolutely correct. It is the way everything began, and then I realized that the same products were used in a lot of other parts in Argentina, so I went to this other region and met mothers of these six children and see that it was always the same problems. I mean, same health problem and deformation and cancer and, and a lot of problem, health problem. Yeah.
Hmm. And the question, the big question, I think all of us want answered, is this, can this modify your genetics, your DNA? Is it damaging your DNA? What kind of conclusion does the movie make, or does it just kind of leave it open and kind of lead you to just question it? Where do you want people to go from here?
I mean, we leave it open because we are not scientists, we are not doctors, and we don't have a whole study. I mean, which mean a lot of years studying it and a lot of money also. And the doctors we have seen, they just make a constat about that, and they just take the consequence or take some conclusion of what they are seeing. I mean, they are seeing little children coming and being sick, but these children are not directly exposed to this product. So what's happening? They are during the gestation. I mean, they are not exposed to this product. So it must be the gene of the parents which are modified or already sick. And that's the conclusion the doctors are taking or are getting here. But, I mean, we cannot affirm it because we are not the one who has to do that. I mean, the states and the responsible, political responsible people for health must order these studies, but they are not doing it.
What, you know, I mentioned Greece, and I was surprised the quality of the food, especially the produce. It just tasted different. I mean, not only was it non-GMO, I think they pick it more when it's ripe, but that's another issue. But the food quality overall was so good in Greece, I didn't get the same feeling here that I do here in America. Is it that way in France, too, or do you remember? I mean, is GMO, what's it like in Europe, GMO?
Well, in Europe, it's very different between countries. But in France, we are very proud of our food, and so the quality is very good. And because there is a lot of little farmers, so we don't have big farms like you have maybe in United States or we have here in Argentina. And there is no GMOs in France. I mean, they are authorized, but very little compared to here or United States. So the quality is better, of course, yes, because the quality is due to the variety, to the difference, I mean, between regions, between plants and the soil also. And this is why the food is good, when you have the variety of soils and elements to grow it. If you have a uniform soil, I mean a poor soil, because if you put Roundup, you kill everything. I mean, there's no any more little bug or whatever who can just change the soil and the quality of the food. And so you make yes. something very uniform and no taste.
And uniformly bad. If it was uniformly good, that'd be one thing, but it's uniformly bad. In Europe, specifically France, is there an awareness level about GMOs to the people, and they know they don't want any part of it, or it's just coming straight from the farmers? What is the awareness level about this issue?
Well, in the moment, the farmers, some farmers in France just make a big resistance to the GMOs laboratory, because at the beginning it was like a laboratory. So the faucheurs, which was farmers, would just go during the night to cut every little GMO scraps. So that was the way they began to protect France from that. And then we didn't authorize the growing to grow culture with the GMOs. But yes, we use the Roundup. We use the glyphosato in a lot of things. So there is a big questions. Now European Parliament to see how much time longer we're gonna use it, and it's an issue, because some countries use it a lot and some countries not so a lot. France in the first time wanted to limit to three more year of use, but the lobbies were so powerful that we have to wait 5 years again using it. And 5 years is a lot, you know, because these products are very, very dangerous. I mean, for everybody and for the children, obviously.
What, Argentina, obviously a different, totally different place than France, than Europe. There's certainly a lot of economic discrepancy, rich, poor, what have you. What is it like? Describe it in Argentina, living there. What's the economic conditions like right now? And then we're coming to a break.
No, right now we have a big economic issue again. We recently have to ask money to the International Monetary Fund, which was it's like coming back in the past, I mean, for us. And on Monday, we're going to have a big strike here, general strike. No, the people here are dealing with a very hard time economically.
You mentioned IMF, and we got about 20 seconds for a break. Let's get on the other side of that, because IMF, they use these loans, they use this money as a weapon, and it just ends up controlling the country more than helping it. What is the future of Argentina? I mean, are the people, what do they think on a street level? Because I think Argentina is typical to a lot of these countries throughout the world right now. Right here, right now, we're at the tipping point, one side or another. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour. GMChildren.com is Juliet's website, the movie. Check it out. GMChildren.com. Stay tuned.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Again, on Monday, we're having a special tribute show to Joyce, and I've talked about her a lot over the past year. It's kind of hard to do these kind of shows. It's a little wrenching, a lot of emotions. If you're going to ask me what's the greatest thing that we've been able to accomplish, it's just to keep this thing going and to keep her legacy out there and to continue and to reconnect with you guys and to keep people like Juliet coming. So please tune in on Monday. Very important show. We're going to have a lot of clips, songs you liked, what have you. We're going to have people call in. I know if you don't listen live, please make an effort to try to listen live and try to call in 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Please write down this number and give us a call on Monday, 3 to 5 Central, 866-582-9933. And we'll have a good time, and it'll be so good to connect with you guys again, and to honor Joyce's memory, and you know, everything that she stood for. She would love what Juliet's doing. I mean, she would love this. She was very much against GMOs, obviously. Juliet, you live in Argentina.
Yeah.
What, you know, there was a time when it's like riches in Argentine. Argentinians were the richest, more wealthy, I think, than per capita than Americans, certainly anybody else in South America. Those days are long gone. What happened, and where do you see this going from here?
Well, this is not the case now. We are very poor, I mean, and that was a long time ago, yes, because you, between World War One and World War Two, I mean, because of the capability of Argentina to grow food, just as we are talking about. And now we have a great big situation again. We had, remember, in 2001, the bankruptcy of the country, and now we we have a debt restructuring. It was a very long process. I mean, the people were getting very poor because of that. And now, since yesterday, we again have a loan with IMF. So it's, I think it's going to be worse and worse. And yes, the soccer play yesterday was just one more thing for Argentina to deal with. I mean, the football, a lot of time, it's a way to escape a little bit of this very difficult life. We lost the game, so probably we have to deal now with what we have to deal with, which is the difficulties we are facing.
There's really, in America, I don't know if there's anything to compare to the World Cup. Soccer is not a big sport here. It's not one of the major sports. I mean, it's grown to certain extent, but to have a universal, it's like the Olympics times 10, I would imagine, over there. And when the country puts so much stock in this, it just depresses the whole country. It's just it's just depressing. Everybody's looking down in the street. Is there a ray of hope here? Are people waking up in Argentina? Is there people like you who have a spirit of truth and a spirit of innovation? Is there a light at the end of this tunnel, so to speak?
Yes, of course. I mean, this is a great country. I mean, with great people, really. We are dealing with economical problem, as I can say, all Latin America. I think because there is a lot of natural resource here. So we are, I mean, countries which have to be dominated in a certain way by powerful multinational companies, because of our resource. But I mean, there is a lot of people here who are trying to change. And I mean, we have experience of agroecological growing, and we have also alternative medicine. I mean, we have a lot of people searching another way. I mean, to not be so dependent of these big company, which just are exploiting us, as they were doing. I mean, the Spanish with the Indian here at the first time of the discovery of South America. So I think now it's a great country with a lot of potential.
Well, the website is GM, like George Mary Children, genetically modified children, GM Children. Com is the website. The movie is just such a crucial and vital thing, an insight into what's going on, and just raise awareness. It's just a good thing to give to people, to show people. We have a couple minutes left. Juliet, the last word is yours. What's the last thing that you'd like to say to our audience? Got about 2 minutes.
Well, I would like to say to these people, when the people who pray, just to pray for this family, because it is important. These families, six families, are needing a lot of good thought to them, because they are dealing with a really hard situation with these children, which are these families are so abandoned. You know, they don't have anything to. Or anybody to ask for something. I mean, they have to deal with what they have, and it's very, very, very hard. As you can see in the movie, we show only a little, because we didn't want to people to get so shocked that not going through the film, but it's still a hard film. So maybe, yes, asking to the people who are listening, who are seeing the movie, just to pray for this family and try to change what they can change at their little scale. I mean, it's important to be conscious.
What's last question? We got a little more time. What's Argentina's perception of America right now? What's their feelings about our country here?
About North America? Well,
about America, United States, about the United States particularly.
Yes, yes. We are looking at your president with critical look. I mean, the children separate from their family, that's the last thing, I mean, but there's a lot of shocking issue for us, and of this kind.
What's the most shocking? What's the most shocking issue? Forget the immigration. What's the most shocking issue that you see here in the United States, in Argentina? John, she's cutting out. Can you dim that music or something to get her answer in here?
The way they ignore that people are the most important. I mean, humanity and environment are very very together, and we have to take care about it, about them.
Okay,
and
Juliet,
about
you're cutting out. Yeah, you're cutting out a little bit. Really enjoyed meeting you. God bless you. GMChildren.com. Everybody have a fantastic weekend. Joyce's special memorial on Monday to honor her. So, anniversary show. Come back. Stay tuned.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? TheParamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at TheParamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.